Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Last year, of course, it was challenging, and one of the big ways we made it through, we talked about a lot, is food. And they've talked about something like this a few times, but they say this is the definitive list of comfort foods that we used to get us through the year last year. We'll work our way up the list, but strawberry shortcake made the top 10. We used strawberry shortcake to get us through 2020. You know who loves a good strawberry shortcake? Overly straight guy.
Oh, my God. He can make a meal.
He makes it himself,
right? I think he got sick on it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think he used some strawberries that were suspect.
Tainted. Oh, tainted.
I think it was whipped cream.
I think it was
whipped cream.
Yeah, it was whipped cream that was like expired or something.
Yeah, you can't use expired whipped cream.
And I think that he had a real intense strawberry shortcake incident.
Really
I don't think it soured him.
Like explosive diarrhea.
I don't know if he's
intense.
I think that whatever happened within Ken's bowels was... it's going to stick with him.
Yeah.
Like the rest of his days. You know?
So is he no longer living the shortcake life?
I mean, I think he's gone back to it, but I think that he goes into it, you know, making sure that
with a heavy heart.
With a heavy heart, he goes into it just knowing that he needs to make sure that everything's on the up and up
fresh,
as far as the date.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cream needs to be fresh.
I like strawberry shortcake or whatever, but I haven't had it in a long, long time.
I haven't had it in a long time either. Yeah.
I just know it from what my mom would make, which was just like that terrible package of those little angel food cake things, and then just the sugar and strawberries all cut up and put on top.
Yeah.
And I never ate it, but the whole rest of my family always did. But it's definitely being around it. Is like nostalgic.
That's okay. Those little angels, they're so dry though.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why you put all that stuff on.
Yeah,
my mom would make like fresh sponge cake and make it with that, and that was amazing.
No, my mom couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah, no, that's when I was growing up. The only ones we had were the like there'd be six in a package.
Yep,
and then it was that. And honestly, you know what? I think I'm going to rescind my whole stance on it. I don't think it's that great.
There we go.
Okay, you were in, you're out.
I don't think it's that great. I mean, compared to other desserts.
Yeah, there's a reason why we haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah.
It's good. If it was around, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I have it in the summer, once or twice in the summer.
Yeah, summertime.
It's a summery kind of thing.
I didn't see my family in the summer, so I didn't have any.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people, that was on their list of things that got them through the year because it made the top 10. Mashed potatoes next as a comfort food that got us through last year. Chicken noodle soup. Here's something that I've never had. Chicken and dumplings.
Oh, really?
I've never had chicken
and dumplings.
That was like my first favorite meal.
I love chicken.
You know what?
Really,
it's like really good.
Don't even know what a dumpling is.
What?
It's like a dough ball.
Yeah.
How can you not have ever had a dumpling?
I don't know. My Irish, but it's not an Irish thing. A dumpling, I don't know.
Oh, it almost sounds Irish. Like dumpling.
Chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
They're really good. I think it's
dumplings,
better.
I thought they were always just like soggy biscuits.
You can have it that way. That's one way.
That's
but
kind
it's
of
like
texture.
They float in a...
Yeah.
But it's basically, to me, it was like chicken soup, but like instead of noodles, it was these like doughy ball things. And I prefer it to chicken noodle soup.
You like doughy balls in your soup?
Yeah.
If you want to put it that way.
No shame in your game.
I just had dumplings recently for the first time in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I actually did too. I was at where I get most of my supplies at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And I got chicken and dumplings, like a can of the soup or whatever. And I was like, I like dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's saying they're like matzo balls.
Yeah. I could see that.
I like matzo ball soup.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to give it a whirl sometime. It's never been on my radar. It's never been offered to me.
Don't go into it thinking,
I mean,
like,
it's not gonna be amazing.
I'm going to. Yeah. I mean, it's just soup.
Right. Yeah, but it does kick it up a bit.
Yeah, I think it's,
it's
I think
more
it's
filling.
Better than chicken noodle soup, if you like chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
I love chicken noodle soup.
I don't know why. It's never just been a part of my life.
Yeah, that's really crazy to me. You've never had it, but I always thought.
It's a southern, I thought it was like a southern thing.
You know what? It might be.
I don't know. My mom, I don't know where she got it from. Like, but I grew up with that. Like when I was really little, she was making that. So
I just know it from the Polish side.
Maybe that's my mom's part Polish, so maybe that's it.
I don't think it has anything to do with being Polish, but they make it. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know a lot about it.
Have you had any other kind of dumpling?
No, he hasn't.
I didn't mean to single you out.
Don't put the pressure on him like that.
What do you want from me?
He's just waiting to make jokes.
In Asian cuisine, there's like a lot of dumplings and I think pot stickers might be a dumpling.
Are they a
dumpling? Oh god, I love them.
If they are, I've had them.
I feel like they're a different type of dumpling.
I've never had those.
Yeah. Chuck?
Yeah.
Backwards again. I typed Asian and it went in backwards.
Yeah, pot stickers are good. I like anything like that.
Yeah, me too. I like that sauce that comes with pot
stickers. Have you had Wow Bow? Wow Bow Bow?
Wow Bow.
Wow Bow Bow.
No, but those look amazing.
Wow Bow Bow.
So yeah, I've definitely had Asian dumplings, you know.
Yeah,
what are those? Like wontons to me are kind of like dumpling-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I've had that. I've just never had, like, you know, chicken and dumplings. Mm. Jason took issue with something, though.
What? Oh, the matzo ball?
Yep. Well, you're going to be disappointed if you have a matzo ball versus a dumpling, is all I'm saying.
Different.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What's inside a matzo?
Matzo balls are worse.
Yeah, it's just crushed, like, matzo cracker. So there's no, like, leavening in it, you know what I mean? And, like, no egg. But with dumplings, you'll get that stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff.
You know, we like to suffer in the Jewish community, so we eat this like crushed matzo cracker.
Leave out
all the good stuff.
Really dry out your throats.
Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. So it's not matzo. So, got it. Baked potato soup made this list as well as comfort foods that got us through the year.
Never had it once this whole time.
But you've had it in your life, though.
I've had it. Yeah, just never. It was never anything I decided, man, you know what will make me feel better is baked potato soup.
Pot roast. Mm-hmm. Pot roast's on here, too. Good roast. Done right.
Yeah.
Chili is in the top five, and I'll get to more on that in a second. Chicken and waffles, number three. And fried chicken, number two. The number one thing we used to get us through last year when it came to comfort food was just a good old grilled cheese sandwich.
I ate quite a few grilled cheese sandwiches. I didn't have any fried chicken this whole year.
I don't think I did either.
You went a year without chicken.
Oh, I go. It's been...
I don't know if it was a year.
Fried chicken? Like, I never get fried chicken. I don't go to any of the places.
I think I did
You know, the only way my kids like it from the grocery store sometimes. So occasionally, you know...
Oh, like those little packages that you get?
The deli section or whatever there?
Usually if I get that, I get like the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
You know? I can't start buying fried chicken, guys. Yeah.
No, I get you.
I can't start buying fried chicken, guys. It's already bad enough.
You don't want to get in that habit.
It's already bad enough. I almost forget how good it is.
Yeah.
Which is
okay.
Yeah, fried chicken's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll commit crimes.
A lot of these comfort foods that you're listing are ones that seem to be for people who cook a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
I don't cook. Like, to me, a comfort food is a burrito.
Yeah, it's very comforting. Yeah.
Was pizza even on the list?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that was my
number one. That's the only thing I've really eaten and for comfort and for hunger and for whatever. It's like just my...
Love,
survival
passion.
Food, yeah.
For love and passion.
Love and passion.
Lisa's, it's different. Lisa's pizza is different.
It's like her pizza war cry.
Lisa's like, I eat it for love. I don't know about comfort. I eat it for outright love.
Can you like imagine that?
For love and passion.
Yeah.
Why do you have pizza? Love and passion.
For love and passion. How dare you?
I eat it because it's cheap. I eat it because it's really cheap.
Mm. I feel like if I was forced into some kind of battle, that's what I'd scream is the other thing James said, which is, for comfort and hunger!
Everyone's got a battle cry. Everyone's got a battle cry.
Broke it down by
for
state,
love and passion.
Too. In Michigan, chicken noodle soup was the one that came out on top for the comfort food that got us through.
It's a real just standby thing.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, they bolted strawberry shortcake up the list. And in Florida, you guys, corned beef and ash was your favorite comfort food to get you through last year.
Corned beef and ass?
No, hash.
Oh, I did not say ass.
Yeah.
I thought I heard ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole different meal.
This is a weird survey.
That sounds like a bizarre morning show.
It does. Corned beef and ass in the morning.
Corned beef and ass.
I mean, I wouldn't say no if that offer was presented.
Right.
But...
What is chess pie?
Oh, God, I love chess pie.
Oh, it's a dessert,
I've never
right?
had it. I've never seen
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what it looks
you
like.
Ever
chocolate
have
and
it?
A vanilla kind of thing?
You will love it.
Chess pie.
I don't know. It's chocolate. Right. It's...
Whoa.
It's really good.
You know what? I'm not sure if I... It's
like
not
a
what
chocolate
I
chess pie is what I normally have.
Oh, okay.
Have.
So you have a chocolate chess pie.
Oh, so there's like lemon chess pie. There's chocolate chess pie.
I like that chocolate.
Whoa, it chocolate's looks good.
Chocolate chess pie? Oh my God. Look at that thing.
Yeah, that looks...
So, yeah, it's like Southern, huh?
I think Zingerman's makes one. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
It almost looks like a... Oh,
my goodness. That is filthy.
I'm telling you, boy.
Oh, wow. I don't know why. I just, my eyes were drawn to it, Lisa.
Lisa's going to be hitting up the pie place on the way home.
Oh, I had some during Thanksgiving.
Looks pretty awesome.
It looks really. Yeah. Why have I never tried it?
Well, that's it. It caught my eye because I just some of the other stuff. Like I saw monkey bread was on there. We've looked that up before. That looks delicious too.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
But I was like chess pie. I don't know what that.
Where who's
Tennessee.
All right. So yeah, Southern.
There's a pie place right by where I live.
Oh,
so
I love that pie place.
After work today, I'm going to have to like freaking meditate.
They might have that.
Hello, pie place.
To fight off my well, they know me too, so they like that. Like I go in there and I feel real welcome, and I'm like, I might just come back for another pie.
In the beginning of the pandemic, that was my place. Pie.
Yeah.
Place.
Yes. You went all pie heavy.
Pandemic pie!
Lisa was like, hey guys, I'm back.
This pandemic's really getting big. How are you guys dealing with this stretch? Everything never seems to do with the change of this much pie in the hand.
She keeps saying she does it for love.
It's for love and passion. It's for love and passion, that's what I mean. Kitty, one of your chocolate chess pies. Keep him coming.
I didn't know that Lisa went dark.
I went dark. Ooh, oh my God.
So good.
Here's a little knowledge nugget for you. Chess pie got its name because the creator was asked, hey, what type of pie is that? And he's like, it's just pie. And the Southern accent made it sound like chess.
It's just like chess pie.
It's like, oh, okay, chess pie. Yeah.
It's just pie.
It's just pie.
That's hilarious.
When you go in, if you do go in, Andy, you got to ask for it like that.
That won't make a scene.
What would you like today, sir?
Chess pie. Chess pie.
To live in passion.
Yeah, no, I tried it when I drive by that place. It seriously takes everything in me not to pull in. Yeah, go in there and get a pie.
I don't see it on there.
Do you eat it cold or do you eat it like heated up?
No, you just eat it.
Room temperature.
I think you could eat it up. Maybe you could.
Yeah, I just wondered. Yeah. I'm so out of the pie game.
You're not a pie guy.
Yeah. You know, like some you heat up. Like I think,
I like pecan pie heated up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, like I want heated that apple heated
pie
up
too.
Yeah.
Here's something else that people were using. This is in what can I think of? Washington, Swedish pancakes.
That caught my eye too. So whatever.
What's a Swedish pancake?
I gotta assume it looks like a pancake, so it can't be that great.
It sounds like an Urban Dictionary sex move.
Yeah.
Oh, she did the old Swedish pancake.
Oh my God.
She gave me the Swedish pancake last night, boys.
If you haven't been involved in one Swedish pancake in your life.
Never had a sweeter sex act performed.
Oh, it's weird. It's like a
almost like a crepe. It's a flat cake, often thin and round, prepared from starch-based batter that may contain eggs, milk, and butter.
So it's basically a pancake.
So it's like a it's like a thicker.
It looks
crepe.
Like it's a rolled up crepe
or a rolled up pancake.
A rolled up pancake. What's inside
Which
of
would
it?
Be a crepe.
Yeah, but a
What's
crepe.
The difference
like,
between
I don't know.
Thicker. Crepe and a
thick. Well, crepe. So like imagine taking a real pancake and just rolling it up.
Yeah.
I can imagine it.
I guess I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's something I'd really be.
Yeah, I just pie.
Yeah, that pie place doesn't have that chess pie, so don't go.
Oh, I got a hot tip where you guys can get it. Apparently, it was written up nationally. That's how good it is.
Oh, please.
You know about that later. Remind me.
Yeah, you better not.
Is it close?
You can already ish.
The listeners can hear me breathe already.
In D.C., chicken lo mein was there.
I know. I saw that, too.
Go-to like, comfort food last year. Mm. Chicken lo mein.
That's not my
thing. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, that it is.
I mean, they ordered a lot of takeout, probably,
tomato
right?
Tomato soup's kind of sad, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I like tomato soup, but with a grilled cheese.
Yeah, me too. Like, even just the classic Campbell's.
But you can't just have tomato soup.
No.
And nothing else.
That's a real sad meal. Yeah.
Was it a Danish? I'm trying to think of what I had. Was it a Danish pancake that is, like, massive? It takes up the whole size of your plate?
I don't know. That's how all my pancakes end up.
What was it? Oh, crap. I can't remember. I thought it was something Danish.
But it was like took the whole plate?
Insane.
Yeah.
Like, it was nuts how big it was. It was almost like too much, right?
Well, yeah, there's only so much.
You don't need all of it. So there's a famous place here that makes a version of it, too. But when we were away a couple of years ago, someone said, yo, you got to go to this place and try, you know, whatever this was. But I can't find it. But yeah, it's like a, you can get apple or there was like different versions of it you could get. But it was like almost like a puffy pancake, but huge. Like imagine
how thick was it? Just like pancake thick?
But big. But when you'd have to like cut into it, right?
Yeah, yeah,
it's so big. But it was, then it would... It's like a crispier pancake.
Okay.
I'm sure. Oh, Dutch pancake. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
But I said that. I didn't bring it up.
Well, you said Danish.
Oh, I said Danish pancakes. I got to think Dutch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So there.
Oh, okay.
It's a puff pancake. Like a Dutch baby. That's what they call it.
Eat the Dutch baby.
You eat the Dutch baby.
Sounds crazy.
And it's delicious. It's delicious, though, but it's like, honestly, it came out on a platter this big. I'm like, holy hell. That's insane. But they put a different, you know, all sorts of different toppings in it, whatever you like, and top it generally with whipped cream. Mm. It's like a once a year type of thing. You wouldn't want it more than that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
We're off to Mesa, Arizona for this bitch. The police department says an officer attempted to pull over a speeding driver the other day. And the driver said she didn't pull over because, quote, I felt like it was the right thing to do.
Oh.
It happened about 2 p.m. An officer saw Hannah Clevenger driving at speeds up to 70 miles an hour through a school zone.
Okay,
she was weaving in and out of her lane. The officer tried to pull her over with lights and a siren. She looked at him, made eye contact, and then continued on. Finally, the vehicles approached a red light, and she did stop her car. The officer got out of his vehicle and tried to engage her. She stared at him without saying a word. When the light turned green, she took off again. She got away.
What?
She got away. The next day, they tracked her down. She was found at home. She was arrested on suspicion of felony unlawful flight from law enforcement. Hannah said, I remember who you are. I didn't stop for you because I felt like it was the right thing to do.
Huh.
What really got people's attention, though, is her mugshot, which you can see up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you looked up crazy bitch.
Okay. Okay.
In the dictionary.
This should be there?
This mugshot should be right beside those two words. Because they're.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Not in the good way.
No.
Oh, no, one of the worst ones.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like a cross between the ring girl and that crazy girlfriend meme from back in the day.
You know what she looks like to me is a piranha.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's very dangerous, like I can assure you.
Piranha lady. But I mean, the whole thing about crazy bitch is that, you know, she'll F you good or whatever.
Andy. Yeah. You see this girl at a bar looking just like this.
Well, no, because at a bar, she'd look. I think that this girl could look decent.
Yeah.
That's what gets you.
Without all the craziness.
Yeah.
The crazy hair, crazy eyes, like, crazy mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
Not can we find her? Thing.
She doesn't look like she washes her hair.
No, she hasn't for a while.
Mm.
But I'm just wondering if you could find her Instagram. And then.
There it is.
This could be her.
It could be. Unless, no, I doubt it, right? She looks way
I don't
together.
Think.
Is that her? Could that be her?
I don't think so. Is she in Mesa, Arizona?
Maybe she just looks really doesn't terrible say. In that photo. Because
that
this looks,
that's Arizona-ish.
Because if she's crazy, then...
You guys, if that's her, that's nuts.
Wish we could look at
I know,
things.
I know. Is that her?
Okay, just look. There, and I'll go back to the mugshot.
That might be her with the pumpkin?
What's happened to her?
Some kind of drug.
Is it drugs?
Yeah.
Is it drugs?
She doesn't look like she doesn't look like she would be doing drugs. Like,
she
look at her. She's got pumpkins.
She's got a big pumpkin between her legs.
And...
I mean, I don't... She kind of seems to me like she could do drugs because of her outside lifestyle.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's testing the limits of things.
Far.
But maybe there's a good one and a bad one.
I mean, that's a very unique name, Hannah Clevenger. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Is there anything that we can use to...
Oh, I found another one.
Oh.
I think this is her.
Not
is that
as
her?
Good. Oh, that looks like her.
Yeah.
So she, you
but
see
she's
her
put
in
together.
A, yeah, you
look,
see her in a
look.
Bar.
Oh yeah, that's her.
That's her.
Yeah, that's her. And
you
that
see her
seems,
in a bar. You're thrilled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
she's route running cops
out at night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's definitely her. All the pictures are in Arizona. I mean, she changed her hair to red. That's something crazy chicks do.
Yeah. Yeah. That goes
Let's
along
never
with
meet
all
this one.
Of it.
Yeah, all of her posts are from Arizona. Andy, you'd totally go for her.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
most guys would.
Yeah. I don't really have it.
Yeah, when she does that mouth.
That's a good mouth.
Solid, solid pick to take anytime.
That's a crazy thing to say to a chick. I like your mouth.
I think a lot of crazy guys say that.
Yeah. I don't think I haven't said it to someone.
I mean, killer body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with crazy.
Yep. Just for the record, Andy is okay with crazy.
Go back to the mugshot again.
Yeah, okay. So you go to bed with that, Andy, and you wake up with
that's exactly what happens.
That's exactly what happens.
Bed. Yeah.
That's another story.
Yep. Skin to skin.
Yep. Had some sweet friction.
Yep.
Yep. Wow. And then she tries to knife you.
But I do wonder what she's on.
So, well, a lot of people say that Arizona loves their meth.
That's the thing, is like she kind of has a strung out, I've been up for days kind of look about her. So it might be the beginning of a meth addiction.
Yeah, because the hairdo kind of gives it away, right? Mm-hmm. Like the lack of cleaning hair.
But you guys, like, this is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't take long.
No,
do serious devastation.
She's like an adorable girl next door, like America's sweetheart.
Some douche.
Kick her body. Yep. Like, look at that body in a bikini.
She just met the wrong guy. She went for probably the wrong bad boy, right?
Yeah. You can, like, her eyes have circles around them. Like, she's been up.
Oh, I just realized her Instagram page full name. What? Give me your dad's phone number.
Okay, so she.
That's her.
Give me your dad's phone number.
Yep.
Sugar baby style.
I don't know if she's just being funny. Oh, there's her asses out there. She says, feeling free.
She's free.
She is free.
Yeah.
She's free, all right.
Wow, that is, talk about a change. And when I saw that mugshot, I never expected to see this Instagram.
I just had a feeling that she could look okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a time.
She's really disheveled on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Arizona, like, there's lots of older, rich dudes there. So
yep.
She probably is like a sugar baby for sure.
So, Andy, again, I repeat, you would put up with that to get this.
I don't care anymore, dude.
He's given up on everything. I don't know if you know this. No, he doesn't. He doesn't anymore.
I'm that crazy. Was... I'll out-crazy any chick that tries to be with me.
That's true. Great, great point, Andy.
This is a time of change.
And... Yeah, no, you're right, Lisa. I'm, let's see, what is it? I'm just kind of working on myself.
You're taking time on
I feel like you're giving up. I feel like you're giving up.
No, he's put it to the back burner.
Yeah.
You just want to have sex. That's the really great thing.
Yeah. So I don't want to do that again.
Right. See?
But the temptation of a hot, crazy girl is still there.
Very strong.
Very strong. Very, very strong. Uh-huh. So that's where I am. So, you know, she took a shower and was like,
that's where I am.
Wanted to work on herself with me.
Yeah.
You can work on yourselves together.
We can work on ourselves together.
That's
right?
Nice. Yeah.
She's basically a chick me right there. I mean, look at her.
The after shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, this is it. She's just has Andy in Vegas that one time.
You can look at some peep shows. I got that same look.
I can't believe how cute this girl is.
Oh, yeah.
Like what a change. Yeah.
Maybe she's a stripper, too, or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Or, see, I was leaning towards she's an escort. Mm. And... just because of the, it's a tough life to live too. Like you might do drugs to try and.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah, numb.
One of her posts from 2 years ago said, "Thanks for having us, Tiger Woods," and tagged him.
Yeah, so she got plowed by. Allegedly old tiger.
Show him you're the tiger. Yeah. Show him what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like. That's my gut. My gut is allegedly some pay-to-play type stuff.
Yeah, there's some pay-to-play there.
I love the massive speculation we made on people's lives from, like, a couple of pictures.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she is obviously taking it for money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
how do you get there?
But that's what, like, look.
How do you go from that to Crazy Town? So it's got to be.
Usually meth,
it's dude. Meth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her first post, or the most recent post, I think, is insinuating that she's a sugar baby.
Oh, is it?
The caption is "Baby Hotline," and she's holding a teddy bear.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that goes along with everything. She's attractive, drugs.
Yeah.
Arizona. Old guys with money.
Mm-hmm. You know, it all fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, clean her up, get her in some therapy.
Andy's willing to take on
plan,
that.
Right? I need a project.
Yeah,
there's a plan.
I'll keep you busy.
You wanted
a
hobby.
That's a long project.
Well, that's what I've done is in my life, is that I've made women my hobby, and sometimes it goes awry.
She'd keep you busy. She obviously has voices in her head talking to her and stuff. And
she
can
talk to
I'm
my
sure
voice.
She'd be trustworthy.
Our voices can talk to each other.
Our voices can kick
in. We talked all night.
Never said a word.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. If you want to check her out, she does have our mugshot of the day at davidchuckthefreak.com. And then you search by her name on Instagram, you'll see her. She comes up from Arizona. You can check out all the pictures we're talking about. Speaking of pictures, I could only find one picture of this guy in our next story. A man who was notorious for stealing women's underwear during a series of home burglaries in California from 2012 to 2013 has just been released from prison. And now, of course, has been arrested again for more suspected panty thefts.
Oh, yeah.
32-year-old Diego Aguirre was arrested a couple of days ago on suspicion of residential burglary and violating parole. He's suspected of committing another recent burglary, too, in Rancho Cucamonga. He was known to steal women's underwear. About 20 burglaries several years ago led to his arrest. They tied him to all of them. But again, I could only find one picture of the guy. And I'll show you it here as I searched the internet. There it was.
He's like, I know the panties.
He's wearing panties.
It is in my profile piece.
Is that his mugshot? I have no idea.
No, they won't let you.
They won't let you take a mugshot with panties on your head.
It looks like he's at a laundromat or something.
It does look like he's in a laundromat.
Is that a fresh pair he just plucked out of someone's wash?
That's what he did.
They do smell great.
That'd be hilarious. I wish they could If you're like just a panty thief, I wish that there was a law in the books where they could take your mugshot with the panties on your head.
Yeah, do you want to leave your panties on your head?
On or off?
On.
Mm. It's like as soon as I get out of here, I'm going right back to getting panties.
I can't wait.
That's, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm funny. Like, where's this picture? And that's the only one I can find. You can see one eye, the rest is covered in panties.
Is there anything more creepy than trying to do your laundry and a guy walks in there and puts a pair of your panties right on his head?
No.
I don't think
no,
so.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there's anything more weird.
That's super creepy.
Yeah, that is weird.
I'd find it highly entertaining to watch.
Well, you would laugh.
Yeah, of course you would.
Yeah, it's different, though, if you're a man watching it as opposed to, you know.
The girl it's happening to.
Yeah, right.
It's a totally, totally different thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, of course, panty thieves will always be panty thieves. Even though he did several years in prison for his crimes.
Well, think about it. He was in there for that long. He's just dreaming of panties again, you know?
Yeah.
There's no panty rehab you can go to
in
prison.
No, and there's no panties in prison.
I like the idea of the guard being like, what you drawing there? And he's like, of course, it's a panty. he's been dry sketching panties.
They're like, well, we got a bunch of sheets missing.
And he's like, cutting panties.
He's cutting panties out of them. he's probably trying to build a rope to escape.
Carlos, what are you making?
He turns around. Yeah. Got him on his head.
Oh, no.
I made him out of the sheets.
He made a pillowcase panty.
It doesn't do the same thing, though, right? Because they've never been worn.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't get the same kind of high from them. You're
probably
homemade
not.
Prison panties.
Stealing them is a high.
Yeah.
Yeah, stealing them and then apparently placing them on his head.
I love you.
That's the high.
This feels so nice.
Hey, Jack, so good.
A lot of lows that come with that, though, I'm sure. As
oh,
well.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's an arrest that's real, adding insult to injury situation. 37-year-old woman in Stamford, Connecticut, took her truck out to a parking lot during the big snowstorm this week to do the only logical thing, rip some sweet-ass donuts.
Oh, sweet.
But she lost control, and her truck fell into the icy harbor next to the lot. The fire department had to rescue the woman and a guy who was in the truck with her. The rescue took about an hour as the truck just slowly sank through the ice. The guy was even totally submerged for 15 seconds before dive crews were able to get to him.
Wow.
He was taken to the hospital for treatment. She refused. She was charged with reckless operation. What's crazy about this is that it's always the guy doing the crazy-ass donuts while
most
the woman's
the
passenger, right?
Yeah.
This story is the opposite. She's doing the donuts, and the guy's her passenger. He was riding bitch.
That's a hell of a thing to be like the boyfriend of a chick who's like a super cool, like, donut chick.
Donut chick in a donut.
You know?
Is that
donut,
a thing?
Super cool.
She's a super cool donut chick.
I mean, I can't even imagine if a girl picks me up
and wants to do donuts,
and then she just starts like, doing donuts in a parking lot.
That's a cool chick.
I would be like, what am I involved with?
She's so cool. She does donuts.
I don't know if I'd be into that. If I
don't strike me as a donut loving guy.
No, I mean, not my chick doing it.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't want a chick doing donuts.
It's risky.
Yeah, it is. I mean, she'll take you on a ride.
Yep.
Oh, she definitely will. Here's the story of how this all played out now from ABC7. Take a listen in.
Video as firefighters in Connecticut carried out a dangerous rescue at the height of yesterday's storm. A truck with two people trapped inside was sinking in a marina Stamford. The firefighters had no time to waste and used a very risky move to reach the people inside. Eyewitness News reporter Joe Torres talked to the firefighters about how they managed to pull it off.
Wow. There is no level of training that can adequately prepare or recreate the type of dramatic rescue performed yesterday by two dozen members of the Stamford Fire Department. 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, in near whiteout conditions, 40-mile-an-hour winds, and an unusually high tide,
standing on the
firefighters and dive team members rushed to the marina in Cummings Park to rescue two people in a partially submerged pickup truck.
And they were banging on the windows in the car, Nobody was out of the vehicle, but it was more than 50% underwater.
To reach the sinking vehicle, the firefighters performed a risky maneuver. They stationed their fire truck on snowy soil and fully extended its 95-foot ladder parallel to the ground.
Praying to God that nothing would happen, especially with soft grounds, especially when we set it up on...
What's the fear? What's the danger?
Tipping.
Tipping.
The female driver of the pickup squirmed her way out of the vehicle, and firefighters pulled her to safety, but the male occupant was too big to fit through a small window, and that's when the pickup started to sink.
He's a pretty tall guy. The back window was kind of small, so he was kind of wedged in between.
Oh my God,
his whole body besides his head at first was submerged.
So I started trying to smash out the back window, but I couldn't see if I was getting through the window or not because there was ice chunks flowing and the truck was sinking.
In fact, the truck did sink, and the occupant went under for a harrowing 15 seconds and then popped up out the back window, and firefighters grabbed him. Deputy Chief Matt Palmer told us they were inches and seconds away from a tragedy.
The vehicle was actually floating away from us, so even with the reach of the tower ladder, we were at maximum capacity on the ladder, and we had literally seconds to try to capture the individuals in the vehicle and get them out of there.
So how did the pickup end up out there? Stamford police charged the driver, a 37-year-old woman, with reckless operation. Investigators say she was doing donuts in the parking lot, and as she exited to leave, she drove off the retaining wall into the water.
So that's the downside of a donut chick.
Yeah,
went up in the water.
Hold on, hold on.
And they got her out lickety split, and then he's like,
yeah, that's what happens. They almost kill you every time.
They almost kill you every time a donut chick.
Yeah, they do. This guy said, unfortunately, my girl prefers to eat donuts in a parking lot.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah, I don't mind that. You're kind of my girl, too.
Oh, man, you'd feel like a giant. You're a 37-year-old lady. You have just done donuts and ruined your entire pickup truck.
Yeah.
And almost killed your male friend.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a crazy thing.
She's a lot of fun.
She lives on the edge.
Yeah.
You see, I don't want that edge.
I know.
I'll take
I
a little less
I
edge.
Get it.
I'll take a little less edge. You can be crazy, but not kill me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, do it.
Yeah. Start doing donuts, babe.
Do donuts right by that icy river.
Yep.
No, not for me.
Only equip your truck with tiny little windows for me.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a very tall man.
Right. Yeah. See, I wouldn't be done. They'd be like, he was wedged because of his fat body in the window.
But wait, what doesn't make sense to me is why couldn't he get out the front window? Why was he trying to get out the back window?
I don't know. Maybe he was just the way it was sinking was front first, so he was breathing.
Oh, I see. Maybe he had to go into the back to get air.
Yeah. And I do wonder if he just, like, when it went under, if he just was like, go out the passenger door or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, as you're drowning.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense. All right, we've seen face transplants before.
Have you seen a good one?
They don't. They haven't so far.
No.
Worked out incredibly well.
Right. They're not home runs.
They are not.
They look great in Face Off. The movie with Nicolas Cage.
They did. That is.
You know,
those were incredible.
I keep playing with the idea of watching that movie again.
Watch it. Just do it. What else are you doing? What else is going on these days?
True. That's true. I should.
Just do it.
The John Travolta classic.
Yeah.
Watch it.
In fact, I think I may do it as well. So anyway, they do have a guy from New Jersey. He has had the first ever face double hand transplant.
Man, oh man.
New face, new hands, all from the same donor. He got some other guy's face and hands.
Matching set.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so far, so good.
Okay.
It's a little bit of the story that was on Good Morning America here. This dude, he was on his way home from working the night shift at his job in New Jersey 2 years ago. He fell asleep at the wheel. His car rolled over and burst into flames.
So he's burned.
The dude was 20.
Oh, that's awful.
So now he's 22, went through a ton of things, and they finally were able to get him a new face and hands.
Joseph and Al, and on the first hands and face transplant.
Oh,
that's how he was.
the world's first successful face and double hand transplant to date.
They had to amputate the tips of my fingers, and my face was burned. And I had like little slits in my eyes, so it was like looking through like a chain fence.
Jesus. Holy
That's
cow.
Tough. That's tough. That's tough to see.
Yeah, it is.
So it left him with third-degree burns over most of his body.
Scar tissues.
Oh, my God.
Really restricted me to doing anything for the most part. I couldn't even help washing my hair or even, like, play with my dog.
Dog still loves him.
But they say he never gave up. He had a positive attitude.
A lot of motivation. A lot of patience. And you got to stay strong to everything. You can't really give up.
Oh, God, no. It's like Spawn. It's tough to see. So they say his motivation is what made him an ideal candidate for this procedure that would change his life.
He is the most hopeful individual, despite all the difficulties that he has encountered. And I often probe and I ask Joe, Joe, how are you feeling? He never thought that he was going to live this way. He knew 100% that this would be successful and he would go on with his life the way it was before.
So they performed a face and double hand transplant. This doctor led the surgical team to do it. They transplanted both hands and the full face from a single donor.
Science is only going to get even more incredible, which is it's amazing.
What's crazy is he just had a 6% chance of finding a compatible donor. So it was very slim, and they found one.
Every state in the country was actually looking for a donor for Joe. And we knew that it would be a needle in a haystack because his antibody level, which is defined by PRA, panel reactive antibody, was 94%, which means 94% of most donors would reject him.
More than 150 healthcare professionals took part in the 23-hour surgery late last year.
We had been training for Joe's operation for numerous months. And all of a sudden, everything comes to a screeching halt. In March, all of us, we get taken away from our normal duties to go care for COVID patients in the main hospital. But even while we're there in the ICUs and in critical care settings, we never forget about identifying Joe's donor.
So they did it.
Let's get it together.
I would like to
Everything gonna
Monday.
Be all right, Joe.
I'm very thankful.
I like you as the keyboard, the positive keyboard.
Yeah.
Chuck, the positive news keyboard.
It's going to be all right. We're going to switch this music up for 20 seconds.
Yeah, you're so right. It was super sad. It was super, super sad.
Level
can't find a way to. So go.
Oh,
yeah. It's very sad.
I get it.
Oh, there we go.
He's an attractive guy. Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mental health. That dude has to have.
Oh my God! To be positive,
dude. I mean, what a.
Yeah, because a lot of people I think would give up.
What an incredible
right?
guy.
I mean, that's and you understand. But
that's the thing, though. You know, like think about the small chance there was for him to find someone that was going to match. But then, like 6% chance, and then you do. Is it because you're putting that vibe out to the universe? Like universe makes it happen for you.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
So that's him and his parents. He just got home.
It's incredible. So they must have reattached the nerves in his hands so he can move nerves.
Yep.
Like he can move them.
So will the swelling go down, you think, even
eventually,
more?
Eventually. It'll never look perfect, I don't think. But, I mean, you saw him before. It was...
Right.
Oh, my God. It's so much better.
But to be that young and go through something like that...
Yeah.
And then keep it on the up and up like that is crazy. Good for him.
Yeah, you're, I mean, it's amazing we're at a time where you can get a new face.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better. Eventually, it'll be like the movie Face Off.
Right.
Where it's like,
we're
they probably just grow you. Eventually, they're just going to grow your old face back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's pictures from the accident. That's insane. I can't believe they're in that story.
I didn't see it.
Oh, God.
I mean, he was trapped in his truck and burning.
Yes.
Yeah,
my lord. But good for that guy. And hope it continues to go well for him. Because that's been very positive for him so far after everything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I believe we've talked about this guy before, this Florida attorney who has now been disbarred after he was caught making porn films in prison with at least two inmates.
Oh, it's the same guy. I didn't realize that.
I think so. 58-year-old Andrew Spark is his name, and he was caught soliciting sex inside attorney-client visitation rooms at two separate Florida jail facilities.
Mm.
A release from the Florida bar this week said that he has now been disbarred for filming those sexual encounters and producing porns.
Looks like a creepy dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
After pleading guilty to three charges, the lawyer has been on probation since February of last year. He will remain on probation for three more years. They have ruled to disbar him, though. They say he abused his privilege to practice law and used his law license to engage in deception with the intent to access private rooms provided to attorneys in two separate facilities.
It's pretty bold to do it in the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Real bold.
And then well, he made pornos out of it. That's real crazy. Because I there's other lawyers, like, I think that... That awful, what is her, Casey Anthony, like her and her lawyer, they had
really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some kind of sexual thing going on.
No it's way.
Like favors for legal.
Well, and that's what, he'd put money into the women's commissary accounts in exchange for the oral. I guess what they didn't know, though, is he was posting these videos on the internet. And that's the insane part. You're a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're posting these on the internet.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find out.
Yep. Guys are so horny, they will see it. Someone you know will see it.
Right.
And just the luck of the draw.
Or like, I mean, you have a, you know, an adversary lawyer or something. Mm-hmm. Like that.
He told the guy that he was making a series of porn videos in which female inmates gave him oral.
So he also opened his big mouth.
He did.
Yeah. About it.
He said that he had done this with a couple, bragging that he'd done it with one inmate in particular named Rose. The guy he's told went on to tell some of his family members about it, who in turn went to law enforcement.
Hmm.
And that's when they started investigating him. He used his iPad to film it in these private rooms. And then they finally got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'd never thought about that kind of abuse of being a lawyer before I saw that thing on her.
When they finally figured out exactly what was going on, they went to one of these prisons that he was scheduled to attend. When law enforcement burst into the room, he had his dong out.
Whoa!
Oh
yeah.
That's it. It's more than you bargained for.
Yeah, it is. Records show that he once worked for the Florida Attorney General's office as an assistant attorney general, but he quit in 2011. So he wasn't working for them when he committed these crimes, they say. But there's one of the women that was in the video, and there's another one.
The hell, they're coming.
Yeah. Well, it's prison cuts.
Prison cuts.
Prison cuts.
Prison cuts.
That's a website.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Prison cuts.
That's a terrible place to get your hair cut.
It is.
It
hey, where'd
is.
Your hair
yeah,
cut? Prison
good.
Cuts.
Prison cuts.
Super cheap.
Yeah. One out of five people get stabbed.
Right.
Welcome to prison cuts.
Instead of getting a beer, you get toilet wine.
But you also pay in honey buns and ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right.
You know, I got my hair cut for two honey buns and a ramen noodle
Super
package.
Cheap. Super good deal.
But it's not the best haircut you've ever got.
No, it's not. But, you know, for the price, I can't complain.
I don't know if we should put scissors in prisoners' hands either.
No.
They're not known to be good with them.
No, any sharp objects, right? I
mean, all the scissors by the end of the day are all missing.
Yeah. Everyone's held hostage. You close down after opening day.
Yeah.
As soon as three people are held hostage with scissors at their necks.
Yeah. This prison cuts was a bad idea.
Yeah, prison cuts, another failed business idea.
Yeah.
But this guy, complete douchebag.
Sure.
And luckily, though, they figured out exactly what he was up to. All right. What does it feel like to be called one of the dullest people in America?
Hmm.
There is one dude who has just earned that title. There is a new calendar out, and it's called The Most Boring People in America.
Oh.
And they highlight some people, including a dude from New Mexico, and a local TV station there, KRQE, talked to him about that.
Things ordinary. As News 13's Francesca Washington reports, the man is embracing his new title.
We've all seen the commercials about the most interesting man in the world.
I miss you. Lived your whole life hoping to achieve something, and finally... I've achieved something.
But what Johnny Meyer has managed to achieve is anything but interesting.
Dullest man, one of the dullest in the world.
The gas station memorabilia collector is one of 12 people from around the world selected by the Dull Men's Club as the world's dullest and featured in their 2021 calendar.
When I look at the crowd I'm a part of, wow, I'm so impressed with the other folks, the other dull people. Man, if we could all get together in the same room.
That would arguably be the dullest room ever.
Who would have ever thought of observing the different patterns on security envelopes? These are some extremely dull people.
Meyer owns and operates the Classical Gas Museum in Embuto, New Mexico. He says he's been a collector for about 20 years.
To me, the gas pumps are kind of sculptural. If you look at them, they're pieces of art.
He says the Dull Men's Club co-founder stopped in after a Colorado rug dealer told him about the museum.
I didn't know there was a Dull Men's Club. You know, I didn't know how many of us there really were.
Meyer hopes his new mundane title will inspire others to embrace their dullness.
You need to step back some from that bright, shiny stuff and towards the dullness. And I think the closer you get to dullness, the closer you get to enlightenment.
Francesca Washington, KRQE News 13.
He was even wearing a gas pump sweater.
Yeah, it's hard to find that.
It really, I'm sure. Maybe it was custom made.
I'm almost guaranteeing it.
They call it a gas memorabilia museum, but to me it looked like a junkyard.
Yeah, he's a hoarder.
Yeah.
He's a gas stuff hoarder.
Right. It's like where the pickers go.
Yeah. They go see this guy.
They always get that gas station stuff. There's like a big market for it.
Oh, big time.
Old vintage gas station thing.
I find it cool. Not cool enough to own it myself, but I find it interesting. Like, wow, that old stuff, that's very, very cool.
Mm.
But just, it's not, it doesn't have me enough to like have a gas pump in my house, you know?
Did you find that man doll?
No. I didn't find him dull.
Because it was interesting that he had all that
right.
stuff.
Right. Like, I'm like, wow, yeah. Like, you actually do things. You're trying, you're going to auctions, you're doing all that. Like, man, I can be way more dull than this.
You have like a whole Three Musketeers look going, too. So I found that not dull.
Right.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm coming for that man's title.
Oh, my God.
My God. The only thing exciting about me is my job. So once this ends, I'm taking it.
Apply.
I'm taking the title.
Dullest man in America.
Incredible.
Al Beck. So other people that made this year's calendar, a woman in California who collects wet floor signs. It's the only thing she collects. Floor signs.
That's dull to me.
Yeah,
it's a bit more dull.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's someone in England that only studies manhole covers.
Oh, my.
Weird.
Well, that's real dull. Manhole covers?
That. Yeah.
Yep.
There's this guy in Colorado who has collected 1,100 vintage washing machines.
So you have to collect things in order to be the doll person?
That person just studies manhole covers, right? And this guy in England, he also made the list. He is part of the Telegraph Pole Appreciation Society. They appreciate big poles.
Look at that big pole.
Much like James.
Yeah. It's so big and mighty.
I think America's timekeeper is pretty dull, that guy.
Yep.
Up at the top.
Judah.
What does he do?
Or no, there's a couple timekeepers up at the top.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two America's timekeeper. They must, you know, I don't know if it's watches or cuckoo clocks or there's a guy who studies security envelopes.
Yeah, that's the one that they highlighted in the story.
Yep.
He just checks the codes on them.
A dude in Rhode Island, all it says is giant pumpkins.
Well, he probably makes those big giant pumpkins.
He grows them.
That you win.
Oh, like to try and win the fair. World record.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are sweet. Why would that be dull?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess.
What's the secret to get the pumpkin so big?
There is a
It's a skill a there. There's a skill there, right?
It's the seeds. You need a giant pumpkin seed. It's the seeds.
Thank God my kid stopped collecting vacuum cleaners because he'd be on this list one day, right?
It's pretty dull.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine vintage, your house just full of vintage.
Oh, there is that kid we talked about from Michigan, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. but he got a job.
He did.
With
one of the big, with big vacuum.
Hoover or one of the
big. The big game. The big game. He's in the big game now.
Yeah, he is. They were like, this guy is amazing.
Because no one in America has ever been as passionate about vacuum cleaners
as that guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if he despises Roombas, if he thinks it's like the downfall of vacuum cleaner society.
I bet they turn them on just in a different way.
You think? They don't take away from the traditional vacuum so much that he hates them?
I feel like anything that sucks up things off the ground, he has a place for in his heart.
Yeah.
You know?
He doesn't.
Like, it's almost like if you're into cars and you love classic cars, but then you see some of those futuristic style cars and you still think, wow, those are cool too. The only cars that aren't as cool are the ones that everyone's driving around at this very moment. Future cars are cool. Past cars are cool.
Yeah.
Everything out there, just boring now. Not great.
Mm. Yeah, this dull men's club. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I got to join.
But they have articles like National Oatmeal Month.
Oh. That's hilarious.
I mean, that's as exciting as they get over there. The Puzzle Man. Ooh, I find puzzles unbelievably boring.
Puzzles really? Are very in right now.
I know they are, but I've never been into them, and I never will
are buying them.
Yeah, I'm not into puzzles. I've kind of always thought they were lame.
Yeah,
but
a lot of people,
just because I think the pandemic, you know.
But I do think that they took off.
Yep.
But Stella wanted puzzles for a hot minute there. And then I don't think she even finished one of them. So, because you realize it might not be your thing.
Are you a puzzle man, James?
I don't enjoy a puzzle, yeah. I haven't done one in a long time, but
what do you do once you're done?
If it's a piece of artwork that I think is awesome, I'll find a way to try to save it and frame it. Otherwise, I'll take a picture, say, hey, look what I did, 1,000-piece puzzle, and then put it back in the box.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. And okay, anybody want to buy a puzzle?
I don't have the patience for it.
I don't either. Yeah. I think that's it. I just would get bored too easily.
Well, for me, it's finding a spot big enough to where you can do it and then come back and keep doing it without, you know, destroying stuff or taking up too much of your house.
Yep.
Here's someone in the Dull Men's Club. He has eaten an egg sandwich for breakfast every weekend for 60 years. Manfred Heinz in Germany.
Mm. He's like, this is my life. Every morning I get up at 5:30 a.m. and I make eggs. Well, and sometimes I put some on sandwiches. And I've done this the same for 60 years.
60 years.
You're so dull. Jeff.
You are, though. Oh, there's more about Manfred.
Oh, my God. I eat an egg sandwich every weekend morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Al.
I knew it. Oh, my God.
Someone get the Dull Men's Club.
Too.
He does eat oatmeal.
Yeah, during the week, it's oatmeal, and on the weekend, I spice it up with an egg sandwich.
I'm going crazy. Egg sandwich.
Al, you like metal.
I know. This, you know, it started as a joke, but now I'm getting concerned about this.
You're not dull.
No.
You can play guitar.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you play guitar.
You can shred.
You like metal. You've got a lot of dull qualities, but you also have some, you know.
You're quite dull, but not.
Some exciting qualities.
You're not dull enough to be in the Dull Men's Club.
You're 85% dull. Now, work on it.
He's still a young guy. Wait till he's approaching senior Al.
Yeah, work on it. Oh,
can you imagine senior Al?
Senior Al will be so boring.
Most of these guys are older, so Al's got some time to really hone in on his. Like, he can almost sell all of his guitars, turn his back on it.
Even their articles are boring. More oatmeal is eaten in January than in any other month. Most people add milk and sugar.
It's just obvious lines. Like, just the facts.
The most boring of news.
Yep.
Dull men. Well, we've all known some, but not enough to be in this club. But Al's on his way. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, the Times of India. What did an Indian government official drink by mistake, thinking it was water? Let's get to that.
The Times of India.
An Indian government official accidentally drank hand sanitizer thinking it was water during a public meeting this week.
It is not water.
You'd be very, very upset at yourself.
Man, and if you were really thirsty, too.
And just chugged it.
I mean,
dudes do drink it, right?
Oh, yeah. You. Yeah, you're right. Dudes do. I've seen it happen.
Look at the girl. Like, she knows it's hand sanitizer. Like, she's not even. She's like, I am not even telling you.
Seems like you would smell it when it right got up to your face.
You should.
You should.
Ramesh Pawar was at a budget committee meeting in Mumbai yesterday when he sat down and took a gulp from a nearby bottle. He thought it was water and took a swig, but an onlooker rushed to warn him that it was hand sanitizer.
He probably knew it wasn't water.
Oh, yeah. He could tell.
Loves furniture.
Sorry. Pardon me. This
like Al voice, though.
An Indian official added to his embarrassment because, of course, it was captured on video. The footage shows him showing documents to the audience at the public meeting before sitting down. He then grabs a bottle containing clear liquid, unscrews the top, and starts to drink. He immediately realized, though, something was up and tried to spit out the hand gel while others rushed to his aid.
And laughed at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how much of it he ingested.
So there he is showing the paperwork.
You should be able to tell that those bottles are hand sanitizer, guys.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Yeah, everyone has the same bottle right in front of them in this government meeting.
I mean, it is a hand sanitizer bottle if you've ever seen one.
He unscrews the top.
He unscrews it.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Very, very bad. Very, very bad.
I think I'm dying.
Oh, God.
Water, please.
And then someone hands him a real bottle of water.
He loves to chug a water.
Then he gets up and leaves the chamber. Oh, look at her. She's like,
she's so unimpressed.
He's so dumb. I told you.
Very stupid.
He's a very, very stupid man. He is horrible.
She can't believe
like,
it.
Like, she doesn't care about him at all. She's just giving him...
Well, look really at her chair. Oh, she is like the master of ceremonies or something. I don't know what she is, but look at her. She's got a throne.
She's the most important one there.
She is the most important one.
And she's sick of this guy being such an idiot.
Yep. She's like, how could he even do that? He's so stupid.
She does have the sweet chair.
Yeah. She is in charge.
Yep. She's like, oh my God.
She's like, okay, let's get down to business. And then he guzzles the hand sanitizer and she's like, you dumb.
He must have made a wild noise when that happened.
Oh, I think so too. Well, and you're probably just at any time expecting to be assassinated over there. So I think there was like a big scene. Yeah. It caused quite a stir.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Absolutely. Don't make that mistake, people. Make sure you don't drink hand sanitizer.
Right.
Yeah. It can be very deadly.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.